We continue our learning the Nishmas of Ibn Manachmish and Chaviachim and Bitchos Elio in Edios Perig Zayin Mishnah Beis. The Torah writes in Parsha Shmini Vayikra Yudalef, it's the Elamehem Tochlu, Es Arbelimino, Ves Hechagovlimineu. If we learn in Maseches Chumos Perig Yud, we've learned this Mishnah already. The Torah speaks about certain locusts, certain species of locusts that are kosher. And not all of them are kosher. The Moroccan Jews have a tradition that the desert locust is a kosher locust. The Mishnah here is speaking about non-kosher locusts, chagavim tmeim, which obviously we're not permitted to consume. But here we're speaking about the brine, the tzir of the chagavim tmeim. So what's the status of that? What's the status of it alone? What's the status of it if it's mixed with brine of kosher locusts? Does it matter if it's in the majority or in the minority? So that's the topic of the Mishnah. Hey, Rabbi Tzadok al Tzir Chagavim Temeim, he testified regarding the brine of non-kosher locusts. So here you have it soaked in brine and in salt. And now that which comes out of the locust, so that it says the Mishnah, Shehu Tahor, it's not considered, now what does it mean it's Tahor? So number one, it's not considered blood. It's just considered moisture, and therefore, if it were blood, so blood from a non-kosher animal is not kosher. So that's the case. If it's a chagav tamei, so then we wouldn't be able to have the moisture that emerges from this locust. Because you know, when it comes to salting it, and now there's a liquid moisture that comes from that after it's been salted. Although the chagavim tameim, the moisture that comes out from it is going to be tahor. Tahor means two things. Number one, you're allowed to eat it. It's not considered dam. And number two is tahor is that it's not considered a mashke that's machshir food to become tamei. We've mentioned several times the seven liquids that make a food, fruit, a vegetable susceptible to tuma. We have tal, mayim, yain, shemen, dam, chalav, and dvash, devorim, which we learned in machshir and perek vav. So Rabbi Tzadok comes to tell us that the tzir, the brine of the chagavim tmeim, of the non-kosher locust, is not considered a mashke, and therefore it does not make a food susceptible to tumah. So once again, it's mutter ba'achila, and it's does not make food susceptible to tumah. So what's he testifying about? Why is he telling us this halacha? Because shemishna rishona, because there was an earlier teaching that taught us that chagavim tmeim shenich bishu im chagavim tahorim lo paslu tziran. Because there was an earlier teaching that said that the only time we don't have to be worried about the brine, the tzir that comes from chagavim tmeim, is when they're mixed together, soaked together, salted together with chagavim tahorim, and then lo paslu tzirum. So the tzir of a taharoves of that mixture was not pasul. That implies that the original teaching was that the tzir, the brine of chagavim tmeim alone, is going to be would not be kosher. Would be considered a mashke. It's tamei, and therefore it makes foods susceptible to tumah. You're not allowed to consume it. And all that the Chachamim had said originally was that the tarovis, if it's mixed together with brine of kosher locust, then we don't have to worry about it. But alone, it was a problem. So the Chiddush Rabbi Tzadok is that, no, the halacha is that he testified that Sir Chagavim Tmeim alone, even not mixed together with the brine of kosher locust, is still going to be kosher. It's also tahor in the sense that it doesn't make food susceptible to tumah. So although the chagavim tmeim themselves are not kosher, the brine is kosher. The three opinions that you have lahalacha. One opinion says that you're not permitted to consume the brine of non-kosher locusts, even if it's mixed with a majority of brine from kosher grasshoppers. It's not even batel barov. Then you have other poskim who say that pure brine of non-kosher grasshoppers you're not allowed to eat. But if you have it in a ta'aroves, even if it's a majority of brine of non-kosher grasshoppers, it's acceptable. And the halacha, which the Shulchan Aruch follows, based on this testimony, that pure brine of non-kosher grasshoppers is going to be completely permitted, as Rabbi Tzadok testified. Perek Zayin Mishnah. Mishnah Gimel. Hey, Rabbi Tzadok, another halacha regarding the laws of mikvah. Al zochalin sherabu al hanotfim. If you have flowing water, and the flowing water now is in a majority over the notfim, which is rainwater, that shehem ksherim, that they have the status of a mayon, and for the halachos where people, specific people, need a mayon in order to immerse, in order to purify themselves. So a little background, this is based on the Mishnah, this is the Mishnah Mikvos Perakei Mishnah Hey, and the Mishnah there says, Hazochalin Kimayon, which means if you have water that's flowing on the ground, let's say a river as an example, it has the status of a spring, and it's Metaher, even while it's flowing, and the people, and you don't need 40 what we call Be'eshborin, that stationary in one place at a time, which is what a mikveh is. No, this river is considered like a mayon, and it's important to know because there are certain people who cannot purify themselves in a mikveh. They need mayon, they need spring water. So take, for example, a zav or a mitzora, or let's say if I want water to mix with the ashes, the paraduma, to purify someone, you need mayon. So we're saying the mystery is that Zochalin is kemayon, and that's what we learn in mikvos, that a flowing river has the status of a mayon. What does notfin kevikma mean? If you have dripping water, literally rainwater, so that means that if it's rainwater, it needs to be be'eshbon, it needs to be gathered together, stationary, and 40 sa'ah, that's the measure, 40 sa'ah of that volume, all together and not flowing. And that mikvah would be kosher if it's flowing. It's not kosher for anybody. If it's stationary, then it's kosher to people who can use a mikvah, like an Ida is an example. It obviously cannot be used for mechatos, for the paraduma ashes, or a zav, or a mitzora, people who need mayim chayim. So the Mishnah here says, hey, Rabbi Tzadok al zochalin, if let's say now you have flowing water, let's say from a river, sherabu al anotfim, but they are in the majority. There's obviously rainwater, you have this very often. Have the rainy season, you have a river that's flowing, but it rains. So we have to look at the majority. If the majority is rainwater, so then flowing water is not going to be kosher. It won't have the status of a mayon. And also, would even be kosher to be a mikvah because the water is moving. But if the majority, let's say it's not the end of the rainy season, the beginning of the rainy season is barely rained. So the water that's flowing, you know, is a majority is the river, and therefore it's spring water. Shem sherim, then I have the status of a spring of a mayon, and zav, mitzor, etc. Are able to use that. And then the Mishnah says, Maisa Haya, there was a case where there was a majority of Zochalin over Notfim, of flowing spring water over rainwater, Bibiras Hapilya, which is the name of a place, according to one opinion, Uva Maisa Lefnei Chachamim, and they came after the Chachamim. Is this considered May Mayan for a Mitzora, for a Zav, the Hichshiru, and they said it's kosher and has the status of a Mayan.